So we're going to have one more speaker before we do the Kaddish.
Kavod!
Rishud Moreno v'Rabbeinu Sharav Yari Chaim HaMamlachto Yizkei Lirot Binyan Bayit HaShlishi V'Ezan Hashem Yimera V'Yameinu Elal Chansu Shalom Acher. It's a very nice cold winter day. Thank you everybody for coming out. You know, we're going to have a lot of food, I imagine, and there's absolutely no mitzvah to do so. There is no mitzvah to have a seuda on Chanukah, so I'm not really sure why anybody is here today. But there is an opportunity to make it into a seuda and mitzvah with Shiyot Lishpachot, to appreciate what happened on Chanukah, and to realize why it's so apropos to be learning Masechet Megillah today on Chanukah. The Sefer Chashmonaim, Sefer Makkabim, and others describe how we were in a very, very, very bad situation. The Greeks, Alexander the Great came, he conquered half the world, he died, and then there was a big fight. Four different armies, four different kings came and split up his kingdom, his empire. Antiochus and Hebra in Syria, Ptolemy and Hebra in Mitzrayim, others elsewhere, doesn't really matter. And then the Jews had a difficult time. Antiochus wanted to take over, he wanted to Hellenize. And there was a major nace, because almost everybody gave in. A few thousand Jews didn't give in, and they fought, and they were killed. Many Jews were killed just for keeping Shabbat, for Milah, for Torah. Yochanan Kohen Gadol's children, Matityahu and his children, Yehuda and others, stood up and fought. There were a few hundred thousand people. There was a lot of guerrilla warfare, and they were able to take on, and eventually kick out one of the biggest armies in the world. It should be made clear. Chanukah happened. They got the Beit HaMikdash back. The Nes happened with the Nair and everything. They lost the Beit HaMikdash again. They lost it again for many years. And it took a few decades until Yehuda's brothers eventually got back Yerushalayim and got the world back in order. Now, to appreciate the Nes, that it took a long time, but it was still a massive miracle. That we appreciate that Hashem gave us back everything. And eventually we had a system in place with Tanaim and eventually Amoraim and the Beit HaMikdash. Now, the Gemara in Megillah talks about a little bit of this. A little bit of it. Talmai. On Daf Tet, the Gemara says how Talmai was the son of the general in Mitzrayim of Alexander. He was the one who had the Torah broken up, Torah translated into Greek, into the Septuagint. The Targum Shevim, we got 70 Jews all together in 70 different rooms, and they all translated it exactly the same way with the exact same emendations to make it PC for Talmai. So that guy did us a favor, because what was appended to his Torah was the Sefer Makkavim. The Sefer Makkavim was written in Hebrew at the times of Chashmonaim, times of the Makkavim. They told us the whole story, but it was lost. The only thing that was kept was the Latin translation, thanks to the non-Jewish Bible. So that I thought that was very good that Mikey picked Masechet Megillah. Now, I noticed the Gemara this morning. It says, "Vayom Hashavi Katov Lev HaMelech Vayayin." On the seventh day of Achashverosh's feast, everyone was very happy. They were having a lot of time. They were having a great time. A lot of drinking. A lot of women. Everything was going great. So the Gemara says, this was the story that eventually Vashti was killed at this party. The Gemara says, "Yom Hashavi'i is Shabbat Haya." What do Jews do on Shabbat? They have Shirot, Tishbachot. They start their meals with Divrei Torah. We haven't even eaten yet. We start our meal with Divrei Torah. But the Goyim, they start with Divrei Tiflut, and he tells the whole story about their wives and Vashti and everything. How Midah Keneged Midah, Vashti, who made girls work on Shabbat, eventually was brought out on Shabbat and eventually killed. So, I thought, the Ben Yishchai points out very beautifully in Ben Yoyada, that the Gemara is telling us how so much happens under the hood. So much happens behind the scenes. There's so much crime in the world. There's so many terrorists in the world who are out to eventually kill us. And they plan all these wonderful things, and the Ribono Shel Olam subdues them. He uproots them. He foils their plans, and they fail, and we don't even know about it. Because we're doing some mitzvah somewhere. There's somebody learning Torah somewhere who's doing something that's a zechut for us. We don't even realize that we're being saved. Am Yisrael is sitting at the Shabbat table. Divrei Torah, Shirot, Tishbachot. They don't even realize that someone is planning a party or something. Whatever it is going to be a category. It will be a Limud Chovan. Am Yisrael and Shamayim. And Hashem says, wait a minute. What are the Jews doing at the same time? That's a zechut for them. I'm going to stop Achashverosh. I'm going to kill Vashti. I'm going to stop her. We don't even realize how sometimes when we do a mitzvah, it overturns an evil decree against the Jews. So the Ben Yishchai says that's what exactly what happened on Yom HaShavi'i. I thought, it's the seventh day of Chanukah, it's also Yom HaShavi'i. We're all here together. We have, Baruch Hashem, probably 70 people in the room. Targum Shivim. And we're here, we split up the Torah. We split up the Gemara. We're all learning it together, or finishing a book of Torah together. What a beautiful thing that we all made the time, and we created a Zechut. What is Hashem going to do with it? I don't know, but we'll know eventually. I don't know what Hashem is going to do with it, but look Hashem. What the Umot HaOlam of the Avodah Zarah and other things do with their time on the day they daven for their Mashiach. Hashem, look at what we do on our day off. When everyone else is davening for their Mashiach, look at how we spend our time. What a zechut it is for our community that we split the Torah up, that we spend the time learning Torah, the Torah that's related to Chanukah, the Torah that says that every Chodor V'ador Amnim Aleinu L'chaloteinu, whether it be physically or spiritually, and we're still here, and we're still learning, we're still growing. And of course, so much of it comes to Moreno Rabbeinu's efforts over many decades. Chanukah wasn't won in 1 week. It wasn't the Six-Day War. It was like 6 decades long war. It didn't happen overnight. But eventually, we were able to get to a point where we had Tanaim and Amarim coming out of the Jewish people, the Beit HaMikdash, that was able to give us so much. Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim were the very end of it. Hillel and Shammai were the beginning. If not for the few people who said, enough with the Greeks, enough with this Hellenism. We need the Torah, we need to get up there, and we'll do something about it. A small group of people in a big community, where not everyone's doing the same thing, can eventually get to bringing a Beit HaMikdash. And Mezat Hashem, it should be a zechut for Am Yisrael that we should be able to get there. Through all the learning today, the unity today of the community, enable in showing Hashem what really matters to us.